What is your first name again?
You can call me Kim.
Okay, thanks, Kim. Is that your real name?
It's Kimberly.
Oh, okay, Kim. Thank you. I immediately heard the word German. Is your heritage German?
No. I had a German Rottweiler.
Huh, that's really weird. I don't understand. But, you know, your dad, what is his first name?
James.
James. Did he have dark hair? Because I see a man with dark hair coming in.
Yes, he did.
And it was, like, really dark, like almost black?
Yes.
Okay. When he passed, I'm getting something more, was it in the lower part of his body? Did he have cancer?
Yes, he did have cancer.
Okay. And was it of his stomach or his colon?
Long story short, he got diagnosed with lung cancer, but he had a biopsy on his liver, and he bled out and had emergency surgery, and then 25 days later he passed because it went through his whole body.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense because I was getting something with his lungs or his chest as well. He's talking about the perceived pain, and I say perceived, and I'll visit back. I'll come back to that in a minute. But he's talking about the pain that he seemed to be in, and he's saying you have to stop putting yourself through that. Has he been gone about 3 years?
It was just Monday. It was 4 years ago.
Okay. So he started, okay. And then, so he is, did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Okay. He had a hard time breathing when he was passing.
Yes. Very much
okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm just talking to them about pulling back a little because I don't have to physically feel it. But he is telling me how labored his breath was and how worried you were. And how that's what you remember. And he's asking you to start remembering some of the good things instead of just the bad. Because you're reliving his pain on a regular basis. And he wants you to start moving forward. You've had a very hard time getting past his death. And he wants you to also know his passing was not as painful as you thought it was.
Wow.
He is, he says, they had me drugged up good. And he says when he was high on the drugs, he said some really funny things. Although funny isn't the word he says. He said effed up.
Yes.
Does that make sense for your dad? He would use that word, right?
Yeah. He was effed up.
Yes, big time. And he's laughing because he says, oh, my God, did he have 3 children?
Yes. I'm the baby and the only girl.
He says, that's why you were my favorite, because you weren't a boy. The boys were pain in his butt. And he's saying how he would say things and you guys would laugh and laugh and then you'd start to cry.
Yes. Absolutely.
And because the things that he said were so funny, like seeing pink elephants. Oh, he's talking about the last week. He was pretty sick, and then he says actually it was not a full month, it was 3 weeks.
Yes.
When he really got sick. So it was three weeks, and then he said for the first 2 weeks of that 3 weeks, I was very able to communicate. But the last week, was he not necessarily comatose, but very much out?
Yes, because of the medicine.
Yeah. He is saying Well, he's saying he visited you during that week. He left his body pretty regularly. He left his body that last week. And he makes me feel like you had a visitation from him. It felt like a dream, but he says you saw him. Do you understand this?
Oh, my God, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that word. But
it's okay,
I didn't mean
honey.
To say God, but...
But he says...
Yeah, it freaked me. Yeah.
It scared
I'm sorry.
You, but he was standing at the end of your bed, right? He's showing
yeah.
you, like, at the end of the bed holding the rail. And he just stood there. And, of course, he says you were really freaked out. But he wants you to know that that was just him letting you know he's okay and letting you know that there is something more from the other side. Did you not really have deep faith and belief in the other side or in God?
No, I didn't. I was mad at him. I'm being honest, for taking him
away
from
me. Okay, so he's saying you have to pay attention to your faith.
Okay.
Right? God,
yeah.
God didn't take him from you. God just took him home. That's what he's saying. And he called you baby. So did he call you baby all the time? Because he
oh
said,
my
God,
God
just
yes.
took me home, baby. Yeah,
yes.
God just took me home. He's talking about
yeah.
coffee. Did he put honey in his coffee?
No, he did not. He used to drink it black.
Did he put something weird in his coffee sometimes?
No.
Or did he drink tea with honey? He was talking about something with honey in it.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm just going to... Did your mom?
I'm sorry?
Did your mother?
Yes, she did. She used to drink
okay.
tea.
That's why she's interrupting. She's like, I want my time. Oh, my gosh. She was... Your parents were a really funny pair, weren't they?
Yeah, they were married almost 50 years before both of them passed. They were passed like a year and 5 months apart from each other.
Okay, I don't know if you told me your name. Was his name Joe?
James was his name.
James. Oh, okay, that's right. Because she said, she pushed him out of the way and said, move over, James, it's my turn. Because she said they were really a great couple. Was that her
yes.
in real life? Okay.
Yes.
And she's showing me. She spent a lot of time in the kitchen. Now I know this is really general, but she spent a ton of time in the kitchen. She's got an apron on. She's got a white and blue plaid kitchen towel in her hands, and she's wringing it in her hands like she's drying her hands, and then she tucks it into the waistband of the apron that's tied around her waist.
Of the apron. You're right.
Did she wear an apron? That's what she did?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so she says, I didn't want to get my clothes messy. I was always cooking for those kids.
Yeah. She always was. And, always kicked me out of
and
there.
And she... Yes, and she was very particular. She did not want you in her kitchen, did she?
No.
No, she says, I wanted you out of my kitchen. I did my cooking. My children, she says, my children, their only job in life was to be happy and have fun.
Wow.
She didn't really want you to do chores. She wanted you to focus on school. And
right.
she is, thank you. She's saying, gosh, her and your father, they were wonderful, wonderful partners. And she says, we had something really special. She says, some people say that, but we really did.
Yeah.
We really did.
I agree 100%. Yes, they did.
And she says, I agree with Daddy. And so now she nudged me. She's like, tell her we always called him Daddy, right?
Yes.
She says, I agree with Daddy. Stop focusing on the bad. Did she die of a heart attack? She's pointing to her heart.
She had problems with her heart, but I honestly think she had COPD,
broken
but
heart.
broken heart, correct.
She passed within a year?
Yes, a year and 4 months.
Yeah, she says, you know I couldn't live without your daddy.
Oh, my God. She used to say that every day. And I said, stop it.
Yeah, she says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that. She knows it made you feel helpless and lost and sad. But
yep.
she felt helpless, lost, and sad without him. And she really just needed him. And she says, one of the things you ask often is, were we not enough for her to want to stay? And she says, you have to change how you think about it, honey. It's more that I wanted him enough that I had to leave.
Oh, my God. I say that every day.
Yeah. She says, it wasn't about leaving you behind. It's about being there with him. He was
Don't
your soulmate. Oh, no. That's okay. That's okay. He needed to get the message, and it provides closure. And, you know, crying is one of the best ways to get through some of our pain and give it up.
Yeah. It's true, though. Every day I go, because I have both of their pictures on my dashboard, and I talk to them every day going to work. Or...
And you kiss, do you kiss the pictures? They're showing me kissing pictures.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And your mom just, oh, my gosh, what was it they were doing? It was really funny. Well, first of all, your mom said, see, I told you she'd cry because they were planning to come through. And then I saw something else. Oh, what was it? It was so cool. Let me try to get it back. Oh, it'll come back if I'm supposed to say it. But I got a really cool thing, and I'll try to remember it.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying. It's not being very successful. But I think they really want you to be happy. But have you been a bit distant from your brothers?
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm hearing that they've been a-holes.
That's my mom saying that, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's coming from your parents.
Yes. Yes.
Well, she says, good Lord, try feeding those two boys. They were, she said, she makes me feel like they were big farm boys. They're big and they ate a lot of food.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They did.
She loved feeding them, though. She says they'll get over their crap soon. They're still going through so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they upset with you?
I think everything changed after my mom passed, to be honest with you. We all, you know, I moved down to North Carolina to make a better life for myself 2 months before my mom passed. And I maybe hear from my brothers maybe every 6 months. I call and text
well,
them.
Well, your mom is like, well, are you calling them?
Yes, I'm calling them.
Because she's calling you on it. She's like, well, you know how they are.
It's true.
So you have to do the calling because they're not good callers. But they love you. It's not about loving you or not. They're just lazy. And she says, you've always known this. Come on. Are they married yet?
Yes, they're married.
She
they're
says, call the wife. You also need to go home and visit. And they're like, just tell them that their mother would be rolling over in their grave if she knew they wouldn't be calling you, if she knew they weren't calling you, and then they're going to shape up. Because all you have to do is remind them that your mom would be angry, and they'll shape up immediately.
Oh, my God. She's right, rolling around in the grave. Mom, you're crazy.
Yep. Yep, she would.
Mm-hmm. That's my mom.
But was she cremated?
No, her sister was.
Okay, because she kind of laughed and said, well, she was. I didn't know if she meant she wasn't in the grave because she was cremated, or because she's just not there. But you know, she's not there.
Gotcha.
She's off with your father, and She says, we are having a great adventure.
I'm happy.
She passed
them.
Really fast when she went.
Yes.
And it was really unexpected. And she says, I know it made you really happy, or I mean really sad, and it really was earth-shattering. But she says, I saw the opportunity, and I grabbed it.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, I didn't get to really have a conversation with her before she passed.
No, and she's saying that's okay because we talked all the time. But she's telling me that you saw her too. Not the same way that you saw your dad. More like you had a dream and she told you she was okay.
That, and I smelled her perfume.
She's laughing. She's like, you didn't even like my perfume.
Yeah.
Did you tell her not to wear such, either it's like it's way, way too flowery and also too strong, and something about you smell like an old lady.
Yep.
And she says, honey, I was an old lady.
Yes. Actually, yes. White diamonds is what she used to wear, and ruby diamonds,
my gosh,
or something.
That is old. Yeah. That is an old perfume. And it does smell like a grandma perfume. And she's like, oh my gosh, she said, don't make me come over there and slap you, Jody.
Oh my
Your
God,
mom was
her.
Stern.
You don't make me come over there and slap you. That's crazy. That's
yes.
my mom.
Oh, she pulled out her wooden spoon. And then she said to me, you remember the wooden spoon, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's funny.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, no, she's pretty serious about that spoon, I'm telling you. Because she's like, you better watch yourself. Well, she's there with you every day. They're with you every day, and they're saying, she said, we've got grandma and a dog with them.
I wonder if it's Major.
That sounds right. Was he a golden retriever?
No, he was a Rottweiler.
But he was big.
Yes, very big.
She says he was big, but he was a baby. He was a gentle giant.
Yes, correct.
And so I'm seeing her nod her head. Yes, it's Major. And your dad has a recliner over there. And he is smoking it up. He loved his cigarettes.
And his recliner, you're right. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Do they ever, with you. Yeah, I was wondering if they ever saw my daughter because she says she sees them.
Oh, yeah. And did she, they watch over your daughter a lot. But I have the feeling, did you have another child since she was born that they didn't meet?
No.
Are you going to have another baby?
Not that I know of.
Because they were talking about they met your child. You might have another baby.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
I don't know. I feel a boy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Are you married right now?
No.
You
what? I have a boyfriend. But
be careful
no,
then
I'm not
if
married.
You don't want to get pregnant.
Okay.
I think you'd be very happy if you had a baby. Your mom had babies late. She said.
Yes. She was with her own life. Yeah. She was 33.
Was she
41? When she had me.
She was 33?
Yes.
Okay, well, she's just talking about she had her babies late. No big deal, she says. She was really built like a farm girl, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
She was sturdy, yeah. All right, well.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad I could serve. You're welcome. Lynn or Laura, do you have anything for her?